Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I love when Gidi Hansen's on the show because she says so many things I take home with me and I use them with my family. And it helps. It really does. And I always encourage people, if they have any issues in their family, the Growing Place is a good place to go. Talk to Gidi, one of their other individuals who can help with your counseling needs. TGPlace.com. That's where you want to go to if you want to learn more about the Growing Place. And Gidi joins us today as we continue our discussion. If we not continue, I think we're going to wrap up our discussion about hope for 2016. Last week we brought up hope from a Christian perspective, and we're going to wrap that up today. Good morning, Gidi. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel a lot like I did last Wednesday.
Hopeful.
I feel the same.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's when we left off, we were talking about, we were in Romans.
Yes.
And there's so much great scripture in hope. And we'd let off, and I was thinking a lot about this over the last, since we last talked. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation,
yes.
Be constant in prayer. I was always fascinated how so much can be said in just 11 words. There's so much there to think about in those 11 words.
Yes.
And I just think it's important to when I think about being hopeful, just the importance itself of just staying positive. I mean, I always look at like saying positive. That's really what it comes down to, positive thinking, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's an image for hope that God has given me, mm-hmm. which is, I don't know if when you were younger, did you ever, or maybe with your children, did you ever fly a kite?
Yeah.
And do you remember when the kite would get so high in the sky, you couldn't see it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
But how did you know it was there? Because you could tug on the string.
Mm-hmm.
You could tug on the string and you felt it was still up there floating. For me, that's what hope is like. I'm going along in my life. Things look pretty dreary. And then the string of hope is in my hand. I tug on it. God, are you still there? Am I still following you? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel that unseen kite up there, I feel him saying, yes, yes, this is the path I want you
on. Well, I will tell you, you have a stronger faith than I do, and you're a better kite flyer than I am, because I've never gotten it that high.
I grew up in Virginia. I've never gotten a kite that high in California, but in Virginia, I have.
So we'll continue our chat. I want to talk real quickly when you talk about the people that you see with. You talk to clients of yours who come in and who are Christians, because I think probably...
Most of my clients are, yes.
And do these discussions come up about hope?
Oh, is that something definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, hope in and of itself is a therapy. Mm-hmm. If we're hopeless, if we have despair, and I myself was one of these people mm-hmm. where I had lots of faith, but I had no hope. I had no joy. I had none of that joyful expectation. And one day the Lord challenged me to have hope, and I got very upset. Mm-hmm. I just thought, no, you're just going to set me up to make me fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather not go that route.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of faith. I don't need hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to show me that the reason I felt that way was I would always hope in something less than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he promised me, and he took me to his word where the promise is there, that if you hope in God, you will never be disappointed.
Is it okay to hope for something that benefits you and you alone or your family? Because sometimes that you say, God, I hope I get this. But sometimes that when I hope for those things or I pray for those things, I feel like, gosh, maybe I shouldn't be asking for this because I have so much more already. Is it okay to hope
for things of this world as long as we hold it with an open hand?
Yeah.
Which means God can take it or God can give it.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to 1 Peter 3:15, which is one of my favorite scriptures. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect.
Oh, that's good.
So what is it that the world sees shining out of us? They see the hope.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you and they go, well, what in the world are you so happy about? Yeah. You know, what are you so hopeful about? Don't you realize that the world is going to the dogs and all this evil is happening? And how can you be so hopeful? That's the opportunity. That's the open door where we can share our faith.
You know, we have three more things, but if it's okay, before we close up on this topic, I'd like to touch on this one a little bit more, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I like the part, honor Christ, the Lord is holy. That yes. In our hearts. It has yes. to be in our hearts, not just in our minds.
Exactly.
You know it. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And some of us don't do that sometimes.
Yes.
We want to, you know, we're like, I'm going to defend God. I want to stand up for God. And then you're not prepared, and you come across like an idiot.
Yes.
And so you kind of hurt the movement of Christ when you're not prepared.
So we need to be prepared.
So do you mean by preparing? Do you mean preparing yourself, or to prepare yourself verbally, to prepare yourself in case somebody asks you to defend God and your beliefs and your hopes? What is it that people need to do to prepare in case anyone asks you for a reason of why you're so hopeful?
You know, in terms of spiritual formation, there are many paths towards preparation depending mm-hmm. on the personality that God has given an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of personality God has given me is this. I strive to be as close to God as I can, and that's the best preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rehearse. I don't script. I don't think about what to say. I just go, God, let me be walking with you moment to moment. So if something pops up, it's you who's speaking through me and not me.
And I think that just comes down to just going to a break right now, just being who you are. And I think there's scripture where Christ says, don't worry about what you're going to say,
yes,
because the Holy Spirit will put the words in there for you.
Right.
We're going to take a break, continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place about hope for Christians and how we remain hopeful for the year that, I guess about 1 month into it now. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome
up in
to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up when it's all over.
All right, we lift off with 1 Peter 3:15, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord is holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that's in you. Yet, this is where we left off, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
Yes.
And so many times we could see in our world, even our own political world, even when people try to bring up, you know, religion in the political arena, it's oftentimes, not all the times, but oftentimes not done with gentleness and respect.
Yes, that's very important. Nobody wants to be, you know, have a Bible hit them on the head and be made to feel like they're an idiot.
But Jesus didn't always do it, like, I guess, with gentleness. He always did it with respect, but sometimes was he always gentle?
No, he wasn't always, like when he threw out the money changers mm-hmm. and the tax collectors, not the tax collectors, the mm-hmm. money changers. There is a time and a place with that, but I think this verse from 1 Peter 3:15 is just talking about in generally yeah. speaking, mm-hmm. we are to be humble, respectful, gentle, because remember the proverb that says that the gentle word breaks the bone.
Mm.
You know, obviously there are times when we need to be more forceful, but sometimes humility and gentleness goes in a lot deeper.
It sure does. A little humility goes a long way.
It does.
Okay.
So I'm glad you brought that up. And then we see in Psalm 71:5, for you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Now, this is another very short verse that contains a lot of weight. First of all, the psalmist is redirecting his heart and his hope to God, which we need to do because our sights tend to fall on earthly things very often. And we need to be reminded to lift our eyes up and put our hope in God. If we have hope in God, we have trust in God.
You know, I heard a sermon a couple of Sundays ago, and this is might be a good time because we have a couple
yes,
more things. And if it's okay, if I'd like to mention, it had to do with people who are maybe in a job they're not happy with. Maybe it's a job that's beneath them. It's a job where they're like really struggling, and it's like, I should have a college degree, and I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you have to maintain the belief that whatever you do to glorify Him in small ways. And that's a trick. That's the hard, because your pride and ego get involved in something.
That is so true.
And I think that that's also part of what I'm hearing when I heard this. You're my hope, my trust, O Lord, that even if you're doing something, you're not completely happy with your lot in life, that somehow whatever you can do to honor Him, and it gives you more value as a human being. It gives you more value as a person, knowing that whatever it is you do, and even in a small way, you might be able to touch somebody. And that it says, okay, maybe I brought one person to Christ that normally wouldn't have been there. Maybe one soul will be saved because I helped lead them to God. And even in this, the small little tasks and mundane things that we do in life, whatever our lot in life is, maybe we can do that. But it also says, from my youth.
Yes.
Not everybody had trust in their youth.
Right. You know, if you want to substitute the word from my experience,
okay,
that's what it's saying is, I have experience with you, Lord. I have history with you. I can remember all the good things you've done for me thus far.
Mm-hmm.
And that should increase our hope and our trust. Through the good times and the bad times, God has been there.
So that's where it's important I come from a news background, so I'm more analytical, and I think explain things. So sometimes whenever I find myself in a situation, I take my experiences, and not that my experiences are anything grand, but I'll be in a situation where I see an accident, and I'm covering an event, and everybody's alive, and the guy is really upset. I mean, he got into an accident. It's the worst day of my life. I went up to this person. And there was an officer next to me, and I said, "This is the best day of your life. This is the best. I mean, you didn't get killed. Nobody else got killed. Your insurance is going to go up. Your car's a wreck, but you're alive.
Yes.
And you ought to sit down on your knees right now and thank God that everything is great. This is the best day of your life."
Wow.
And I had a cop come up to me and says, "God, I wish I could say that. I'm not allowed to say that." But what you said, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
This is the best day of your life.
Yes.
And I think what we're saying is, take your experiences that you have seen in your own life. And this is just my own personal experience, where I see these things almost on a regular basis, where people are upset, people suffer. And I've seen, unfortunately, the opposite side of that, where somebody is a body where it just did not survive, and it's horrible. But then when you see something that somebody survives, a kid gets hit by a bicycle. I saw that a few months ago.
Oh, yes.
And the boy wound up living. Everything was turned out okay, but just and people being upset and saying, "God, you're so lucky. Everything is fine."
Yes.
And so take our experiences, whatever they are, even though they might seem mundane, even though they might not seem important.
Yes.
To us at the time, your story can inspire somebody else to have hope in their life.
Oh, that's a beautiful example. I love that.
Uh-huh.
It really has to do with the way we want to interpret what happens to our lives.
Right. You're right.
And that's where the hope comes in.
Yeah, maybe I'm more hopeful than I realize.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome. That's really wonderful. And we all have memories of God coming through for us. And as you say, we can look at what God didn't do that we wanted Him to do,
mm-hmm.
or we can look at what He did do and be grateful.
Yeah.
And that all has to do with hope.
That's my sermon for the day. Okay, I'll let you
know. Oh, no, I love it. That's great. Keep preaching, brother. Keep preaching.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and our final scripture for the show is from Psalm 33:18. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love."
Oh, we're going to talk about that final scripture on hope right after this break. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love." That is Psalm 38:18. We'll talk about that scripture with Gidi Hansen right after this, and then wrap things up. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. We encourage people, Christians especially, that and I could speak from firsthand experience. I have gone to The Growing Place with some family matters, which have been greatly rectified because of The Growing Place. And so my own personal testimonial is that I give them a high recommendation. They are located at 1074 East Avenue, and their website address is tgplace.com, TG for The Growing, tgplace.com, and their phone number is 588-0448, 588-0448. And we're talking about hope and with Gidi Hansen. And Gidi, we finished up on the final scripture. Maybe you could read it one
yes,
more time. We'll talk about it.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love.
Yes.
First, I wanted to talk about what it means to fear God.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, we're not talking about trembling and anxiety and worry or anything like that. We're talking about a deep, deep reverence. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord is remembering God holds my entire existence in his hand. He's the one in charge. He's the one in control. And I need to reverence him.
But would there have been why did the Bible, though, use the term fear? Because somebody might say, well, then why use the term fear? Why not say, behold, the eyes of the Lord on those who respect him, who acknowledge his greatness? And why do we use the word fear? Maybe we should fear him.
Well, yeah, fear meaning you hold everything. You're the one in total control. You have all authority. And we need to fear God in a positive way.
Yeah.
Just like you fear, you know, a volcano in a positive way.
Well, I think a great example is because whenever I, as a father, I try to think, how would God do this? You know,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, so if I'm playing the role of God and with my family, my kids, I don't want them to fear me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that. So does God want us to fear him in the sense that we think, or maybe we should fear what he is capable of doing?
Yes, I think we should. I mean, if you were at the edge of a blazing fire, would you fear that fire? Or would you just go, oh, wow, look at this. Here's a cool fire. Let me stick my hand in it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to understand who God is. And sometimes we kind of get too buddy-buddy and chummy-chummy with God.
Yes.
In a carnal way.
Uh-huh.
And not in a spiritual way, but in a carnal way. And we become very presumptuous. And that's when we really need the fear of God.
Yes. So we make deals with God a lot of times and say, well, he understands this. He had Jesus was here and he is a son.
Yeah.
He gets all of my sins and my weaknesses.
So I can go on sinning.
Yeah,
and
because he gets it.
He'll go on forgiving. Okay, that shows no fear of God. So now we see that God's eye is especially on those who reverence and fear him.
And that's a good thing.
On the good way. And on those who hope in his steadfast love.
Okay.
So you want an inside track with God?
Mm-hmm.
Fear him and place your hope with him.
Yeah.
And that's gonna get God's attention. I mean, look at our world today. The way the world runs, where is the fear of the Lord?
Yeah.
Nowhere. I mean, people do not, in terms of the world, are not fearing God. And unfortunately, many of us in the American church don't fear God.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
We there are a lot of churches, and I certainly know that there are quite a few in Chico alone where there's the buddy-buddy relationship with God. And I don't know if that's what we're supposed to be, buddy-buddy with God.
I think there should be a very deep union with God and a deep love for God, but never presumptuously.
Mm-hmm.
Never like God owes it to me. Mm-hmm. I can go on sinning as long as I want. God owes me forgiveness. All I have to do is repent. And that's not even real repentance.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I'm sorry to God with the intention of tomorrow committing all those sins all over again, that's not even repentance.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just fooling myself.
Yeah.
And you think of King Solomon. He had all that wisdom. He had so much grace. But he lost the fear of the Lord. And he built all those temples to the his wives who worshipped idols. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up joining them in their idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that even great wisdom without the fear of the Lord can lead to a really bad place. Mm-hmm. But on the positive side, God promises us that if we fear him and we hope in his love. Now, what does it mean to you to hope in God's steadfast love?
Wow. I feel like I'm on the couch here. Let me think. I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm not ready for that one.
Okay. Well, that's okay. May I share what it means to me?
Yes.
What it means to me is God, through the Apostle John, said that God is love. So it's another reason to hope in God himself, because I know that the bottom line with God is that he is love.
Yeah.
He is loving. He is kind. He is merciful. He doesn't with joy send anybody to hell. He doesn't willingly do that. He does that when we leave him no other alternative. He's just something that is so great and so good, so beyond our imagination.
I guess I can
hope in that.
But my hope, I guess, and that I thought about it, is mercy, that he's merciful, that he knows that I want to do right. I wish I could do right. I wish I had the ability not to have a sinful life. I wish I could make all of my temptations not exist. I wish I could do that. And my hope is that he is completely merciful and knows that my desire is, my brain wants to do something, my heart wants to do something, but my body doesn't allow it. That's
my
hope.
And you just summed up Paul's dilemma in Romans chapter 7.
Uh-huh.
Just paraphrased it. Right.
Guess we're out of time. What a great segment. I enjoyed this so much.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. Final time for the day. If you ever want to learn more about The Growing Place and need some help for you or your family, give them a call. Go to tgplace.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. So long.